Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, coming up, one final keyword of the day. At around 5:20, you'll hear what that word is. And then, of course, you need to follow the directions in order to enter it and win a chance at $1,000. It comes up at 5 o'clock here on the John and Ken Show. The breaking news from last hour, which we will repeat, is that the LA County Registrar of Voters has released new vote totals for all the county races. And actually, it's all the county votes, so it's statewide, too, whatever people voted in the county. And Rick Caruso's lead has shrunk. It's now down to just 2,695 votes. His advantage yesterday, which was locked in from Tuesday or Wednesday morning, was 12,282. So he now has 50.25% to Bass's 49.75%. And the reason that this is not good is because the same thing happened in June. He was up by 5% on election night. 1 week later, she won by 7%, a 12% swing. I hate to say it, but we may be looking at the same thing happening.
Then don't say it if you hate to say it.
Well, because it's the likely truth.
Well, we don't know.
Yes. See, Deborah Mark, this is where you need to take note. This is John the Optimist. See? You wondered about that the other day when he announced how very optimistic he is. And he doesn't want to hear this because
he doesn't want it to go out to the universe. And that will make this.
Yeah. Bring in some sage.
Right. Okay. All right, I'll bring in some sage tomorrow.
We need some sage,
John,
for Rick Caruso.
Drive out the bad votes.
As we've been saying, it's going to take a while.
You know,
545,000 votes have been counted in the mayor's race, because, but they still may have a lot more to count.
You know why?
They think there could be as many as 300,000 still outstanding in the mayor's race.
300,000.
The Times estimates that roughly 375,000 LAC votes remain to be counted before Thursday's update, so you can drop out that number.
I see.
So it's still at least 300,000.
And it's a million total in the county.
Yes.
I see.
Right. They think that 37.5% of the remaining LA County ballots are LA City ballots.
It's because if Karen Bass becomes mayor, and you'll see, the homeless situation is not going to change.
Oh, of course not.
It's not going to change.
No.
And I'll tell you, if she wins, I'm going to watch every day. We're going to see what she does. She's going to hear it every day.
To have a Bass desk?
Huh? Yeah, we ought to have some kind of, what did Karen Bass do about homelessness today? And see how many days the answer is going to be nothing. Or she had a meeting. We had a panel get together, blue ribbon panel.
A task force.
There was a task force. There was a conference.
I know what she's going to do because she said it at every debate. And actually, Caruso did too. She's going to declare an emergency.
Uh-huh. And that means what? She's going to shout from the roof, emergency. What are you going to do with the emergency?
Does that get FEMA here? What does that get? Does it get federal or state?
I don't know.
National Guard?
She announced, she kept repeating that emergency line, and everybody goes, oh, yes, an emergency. Excellent. See, she's going to do something. Well, when there's an emergency, then you have to take action. Like if there's an emergency, fire trucks show up, an ambulance shows up, the SWAT team. And then they go in and do something. They put out the fire. They pull out the heart attack victim. SWAT team kills the bad guy.
Let's remember this is a woman who had a short career in healthcare, but spent most of her time as a community organizer, then in the state legislature.
And a legislator.
And now in the House of Representatives.
Legislators make no decisions.
They don't do.
They collaborate. They try to achieve consensus.
Well, they have to vote yes or no on things.
But there's no executive decision making. There's no decision to put a plan into action. It's mainly about, you know, negotiating a consensus with some, a 10,000-word bill that nobody reads and understands and accomplishes nothing. I mean, you know, she was good at sending money to USC after she got her fake degree. I'll give her that.
Well, what I hear, though.
That was a good decision there.
What I'm hearing right now is somebody accepting the probable outcome and getting worked up about it.
No, I'm explaining why.
You're doing your best, man.
I'm trying to have happy thoughts. Because I don't want to go to that dark place.
It sure sounds happy, doesn't it?
You're bringing me to the dark place with your...
I'm a realist, as you like to say, and you say it about yourself. You're a realist.
You are a pessimist.
I am, yes. We saw what happened in June. Why would it not repeat itself? These are the same people who mail in their ballots like the day of the election. And they tend to vote for the Democrat progressive. No. I don't know why, but that's the way it is.
There's new people in there.
There is?
Sure, it's a different election. It's a more voting today.
There were more people that voted yes in November 8th and back in June. Yes.
So there's new people.
And you're optimistic they could be Caruso people.
I'm trying to have happy thoughts.
Okay.
My day is already filled with enough negative thoughts. I try to populate my mind with happy thoughts.
What are all these negative thoughts? I don't know what...
And when do you populate your mind with happy thoughts?
Well, like right now I was
trying... She'd like one of them, yeah.
I was trying
to... Throw one over here.
Right now I was trying to...
You've already attacked her vegan diet today.
Oh, I know.
That's because
what are the happy thoughts?
I don't want her to end up bald.
Oh, thank you, John.
Okay.
I don't want to end up
a stroke.
You want to
find with broken
her.
Bones.
Right.
A pile of broken bones, bald,
you're so
anemic.
Caring.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
What a nice friend.
See, this
they
is what
said that they got 300,000 mail-in ballots on Wednesday alone.
It's people who voted on Tuesday and put it in the mailbox that day.
Or they dropped it off at the polling place. You can do that, too. I heard somebody prattling on, I'm going to drop my ballot off today at the polling place. It was somebody on another station. I was like, oh, good for you. Add to the pile of uncounted votes that sits there for weeks.
That's right. Yeah, make the problem worse. I mean,
if lead dropped 10,000 votes in just this first dump, it's just not good.
No.
Now, there will be another dump.
We don't know where the votes came from.
This is true. Where did the votes come from?
It could have been Skid Row votes.
The votes from your neighborhood haven't come in yet, and you know they want to overthrow horrible leader.
It's just that I don't know anybody who's happy with the situation. And it's inconceivable that anyone would think that a lifetime legislator would make the executive decisions quickly and risk upsetting people. She's going to have to risk upsetting people. That's not her nature. That's not her history. You know, it's not like she's 28. She's 69 or something.
69 is correct.
Yeah,
she's
69
years old. She's 69. Yeah.
And she spent her whole life sitting in meetings.
So,
I don't mean, I'm amazed she ran. I mean, I guess it's just for the ego. I mean, if it was a Democrat, but it was a Democrat like Andrew Cuomo, right? Hard-charging, executive, decisive, strong-willed. That's different. It's not about the politics so much. It's about the personality. Some people take action in life, and some people say, just sit there and go, let's have a meeting. I don't like people who have meetings. I like people who go out and do stuff. I'd rather talk to a guy who sells vegetables for a living because he gets up and he does something every day than somebody who sits in a cubicle and says, I've got a Zoom meeting.
Yeah,
there
are people that have that nature.
I know.
I just like to have meetings, and let's talk about this.
Well, government is filled with people who have meetings. There's very few people who take action, right? That's why Caruso is such an outsider. He's an action guy. And there's very few action guys in government. They're all meeting people.
Well, they have until December 5th to certify the results. I hope it's still in doubt then so we can really get this down to the wire. But not a good result today for Rick Caruso. She bit into his lead big time in just the first update with many more votes to go. All right, when we return, the last keyword of the day, your chance at $1,000. Get that keyword and find out how to send it in to possibly win. And then we'll update you on the big story from 24 hours ago. The man that stole a van, then stole a pickup truck, and eventually was apprehended at a gas station in Hacienda Heights. But what a story involving the victims, the people whose cars were stolen by this guy. And we got more details on this parolee felon coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I'm still looking at the latest vote totals from the LA County Registrar.
Yeah.
I like to pick out things, right? So one thing for you, it looks like the end of the chin bag. Paul Koretz's career, for now, sidelined. He's leaving the LA City Council. He ran for controller. He's sure going to lose that race. It's 61-39% he's losing to Kenneth Mejia. The chin bag, Paul Koretz.
Yeah, I don't know if the other guy's a nut or not. Virtually everybody running for office now is a nut. But Koretz was just shameful and abysmal, the way he allowed the homeless to murder his constituents.
And aren't the council districts supposed to be like equal populations? You look at your council district, the 11th. So far, they've tabulated 57,000 votes. Scroll down to another district. This is the one with the Democrat socialist Hugo Soto Martinez defeating Mitch O'Farrell. There's only 35,000 votes so far in that district.
Well, because you've got a lot of illegal immigrants living there.
Looks like nobody voted in Joe Buscaino's district. Just 24,000 votes counted.
Yeah, his district runs from Watts all the way to San Pedro and Wilmington. So it's, I don't know what's going on in everybody's neighborhood. I mean, a lot of people don't vote. They just don't. They don't care. And some of them aren't allowed to vote.
It looks like that tax measure, a real property transfers over $5 million. They will assess a tax for people at risk of homelessness. A 4% tax on it's passing, and it's passing 54-46 right now.
Oh, no. There's so much hatred of rich people in Los Angeles. It's astounding. So if you sell a house for $5 million, you've got to pay 4% of the price in a tax that they're going to waste on those corrupt, criminal, homeless nonprofit organizations.
They think they're going to get $600 million to $1.1 billion a year from this.
Yeah. So you're going to have to pay, what's 4% of $5 million? $200,000.
Oh, and it's 5.5% if your property's $10 million or more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one's going to pass.
$200,000. Yeah. It's just, it's.
However, they're turning down a property tax increase for Parks and Rec. That one's losing in the city of L.A.
Was that property tax on everybody?
It was, yeah.
See, I voted no on everything. Some of this stuff I didn't even read. Oh. If I didn't recognize it on the ballot, had anything to do with money. I didn't care if they were taxing people, if it was just taking a new share of the budget. I was like, no, 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 no. I had so many no's. I wasn't even reading stuff. I was just going, no, next, no, next, no, next.
Last night at this time, and this story went national, there was a wild police chase because it involved a guy who went on a carjacking spree. It started when police didn't like the way he was driving in Garden Grove. They tried to pull him over, and he eventually ends up in Anaheim and steals a van. And as we described on the air, he just kept putting the police blocked him into a parking space when they saw him run into the van. But he just kept putting it in reverse and bumping the police car back and forward and back and forward till he got himself out of the space. Went on a crazy chase where the car looked like it was melting down, the van. Tire blown out, down to the rims, smoke. So he runs from that van, this is in Whittier, to a family's home where there's a father, a son, and a mother there. And the son apparently grabbed a knife to try to stop this guy who smashed his way into their yard, and he stole the keys to their utility truck. The chase finally ended in Hacienda Heights at a gas station where police did use what they describe as less than lethal force. They fired rounds of something.
That was the most one of the most exciting chases I've ever seen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
Steve Gregory said he got lots of texts. People really were enjoying the coverage. And we appreciate the compliments.
Yeah, I have to say I'm a skeptic when you do a police chase on the radio because it's kind of exciting to watch. But I understand. But it's like a baseball game.
If you do the play-by-play properly.
Well, so a couple of things. We now know who this man was that went on this spree. 32-year-old Johnny Anchondo, described as living in Moreno Valley. And the first thing we learned yesterday, that he was a parolee. So that's the first thing they slapped him with, parole violations.
You know how many cases?
Yeah, this is Channel 7 has some details.
Eric, I got it in front of me,
but yes, go ahead.
Eric, guess. Guess how many cases he's been involved in.
He's 32.
I'm guessing at least 8.
Incorrect.
You're way under.
18.
Oh, my goodness.
18.
Two of which are still active. Some include traffic violations, but there are 18 cases filed under his name. Several convictions in L.A. County for carjacking. Well, what a surprise.
Why is he out?
Reckless evading and joyriding. So he enjoys this. That's why he didn't want to give up. Okay. He likes this.
And he's 32.
He's 32.
Okay, this isn't a 16-year-old. This is a 32-year-old. No. And everybody goes, well, he should get a second chance. He's on his 19th chance. 19th!
Yeah, he appears to like this.
Yeah.
Joyriding is somebody who just enjoys the whole chase, the thrill.
This is what woke world brings us. Woke world brings us a guy who's done this crap 19 times.
And two poor families. Nobody got hurt, thankfully, except, I'm looking at the picture of the poor guy at the gas station got pummeled by sheriff's deputies. Do you see his swollen face? This is Adrian Cruz, John, remember? We can play the audio here, Eric. Adrian Cruz was in Hacienda Heights in a car with his family, and apparently his car gets rear-ended by the suspect driving this stolen utility truck. And he got out to sort of inspect the damage and try to protect his family, and it got ugly. Here is what he said.
The sheriff's smashing into his car. One of them smashed into my car and immediately started shooting guns. It just sounded crazy, like a war zone. Blah, blah, blah. I got out the car immediately. I don't want my son and my wife to get part of that. So as soon as I get out the car, the cops just smashed me. Started socking me up, smashing me like if I was the dude that stole the car. They immediately throw me in cuffs and they're dragging me around and bumping my head, hitting my head. Did not have to happen that way. I had nothing to do with it. We're just bystanders getting out of their way. Instead, they went and attacked me brutally, you know, in front of my family, in front of everybody. And it's not right. You know, it's not right.
Oh, we talked to the sheriff's department. They give us a comment on what happened. They tell us that Cruz refused to leave the area, so they then took action. Cruz says he was just trying to get his family out of the line of fire.
Yeah, they were going after the wrong guy there.
It looks like it. They got all worked up over what was going on, and they're claiming that he was in the way and he could have gotten hurt, so they had to take him down and put him in cuffs.
They had to punch somebody.
When we come back, the two other people that were affected by this, and there's an update. The family that got their utility truck stolen in Whittier has gotten an offer from the owner of a Southern California HVAC company to give them a van until they can get a replacement to continue their landscaping business. We'll tell you their story, and then the poor guy who got the van stolen when he just took his family to Knott's Berry Farm for the day. He delivers fruit or something.
Yeah, and both families have GoFundMe sites, so
these are hardworking blue-collar guys, and it's a shame what happened to them. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Because Riverside County's government gives the guy 19 chances. Magic is the holidays at the Disney Resort. KFI wants to send you so you can experience the festive joy that you've been dreaming about. In fact, that was my dream last night. hours.
Festive joy?
I was dreaming for hours about festive joy. Magic is Sleeping Beauty's winter castle, covered in festive lights. It's Disney's Festival of Holidays, Disney's Viva Navidad Street Party. Magic is the holidays. From November 11th through January 18th, ticket and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details, offering subject to capacity restrictions. Change with that. Otherwise, keep listening for your chance to win here on KFI.
Wonderful. All right, the Moist Line is returning tomorrow already. Well, you want to sound off on anything? You're running out of time to get the message in there for this week. Use the iHeartRadio app with the microphone icon to deliver a message or call the toll-free Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We return to the story that we were covering at this time last night, the wild police chase, where a man who the police tried to stop in Garden Grove ended up jumping out of that car and into a van he stole in the parking lot. The van was empty, but I guess the keys were in there. I don't know. He just got in there and ground his way out of there as police tried to block him into the space, but he kept pushing and he finally got out. He went on a police chase till he pretty much ruined that van, and then he went into a family's home in Whittier and he eventually stole their utility truck. We'll begin with the poor guy whose van got stolen. His name is Josh Reynolds. Here's cut to Eric from Chip Yost, KTLA.
So that's the whole strange thing. While all that police activity is going on, my van has not been stolen yet. So what happened is, when we're now driving on my way home, the president of the HOA calls me up and says, John, I think somebody just stole your van. Now, I'm thinking she's half kidding, but that's not really a joking thing. But I'm thinking she's got to be wrong, because I mean, what are the chances, right? Seeing all that police activity and it's because they stole my van just didn't seem very likely, right? Very believable. So I said, okay, well, hold on, we're almost home. I'm going to check it out. So as soon as we pulled into the parking lot, sure enough, there were the police, and I could see where I had my van parked, and it was gone, and I'm like, oh my God. So I get out of the van, we get out of my car, and I start walking over to the police, and I said, yeah, that was my van. He goes, oh, that was your van? I said, yeah, the police officer? He goes, well, yeah, they just rammed my police car. I said, they rammed your car? He's all, yeah, to get out of the parking spot. I said, he showed
so
me.
He used your van to ram the police car?
He used my van, and they got it on video somewhere. He's backing out, because the police car is right up against my van, and he's just ramming it, boom, boom, and it's a real heavy refrigerated van, so he was able to actually push the police car out of his way with my van and squeeze his way out.
There is a GoFundMe for John Reynolds. If you go to GoFundMe.com, type in refrigerated van.
Yeah, that's his keyword.
Yeah. And
he apparently delivers fruits and vegetables or something.
He has raised $14,298.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And if that van is ruined, it's going to take more than that. But see if you can help him out there. I feel really bad. And again, this is because Riverside County let out this stupid bastard, Johnny Achondo, 18 times. 18 effing times.
Carjacker.
Everyone in the Riverside County justice system should resign right now. You should all go home and move out of the state while you're at it.
Wasn't that the idea years ago behind three strikes? You get three chances. Obviously, yeah. They were more serious crimes, but that's it. Then you're going to be put away for a very long time.
Small number of people commit nearly all the crimes.
Now, the other persons affected by this lived in Whittier, and that was probably the wildest part of the whole chase. Eventually, when that van is not drivable anymore, this guy runs into a home in Whittier. It looks like there's a father, son, and a mother in the home, and the son is the one that spoke to Gina Silva from Fox 11. His name is Andres Benitez, about their ordeal, which eventually ended up with this guy stealing their utility truck they use for their landscaping business. Here we go.
You know, I had just gotten home from work. Like, literally 10 minutes it happened. I got home from work, and 10 minutes after it happened, you know.
Describe what happened. I understand he broke into your home.
Yeah, so I was in the kitchen, you know, just having a normal conversation with my mother. I already was aware of the helicopters because my brother had called me. He's like, hey, something's going on. But I didn't really care about that. You know, I was just trying to get going on with my day. So I was in the kitchen just drinking an energy drink. My mom was in the couch. We're talking, and then we just seen the back door open, and that back door is never supposed to open no matter what. Like, so when I seen it open, my first reaction was someone's getting in the house, you know, and knowing my mother's in the house, I'm gonna defend the house, you know. So I literally just grabbed the kitchen knife, the one that's right there. I got it to a point where, you know, I made sure that he felt threatened, and I told him, I started cussing at him, but I told him, like, you gotta get out the house, man, or I'm gonna have to stab you, like, right now. And when I told him that, he got a little bit, like, you know, he felt threatened. He put his hands up and he kept saying, please, please, you know. So I started leading him just to get out the house, to the door. So I was leading him out with the knife like this. But the whole time I had my mother, you know, just holding me back to just let him go. But I didn't, like, just want to let him go out that easy. So as I was leading him out right here, I saw that he started going through my keys, and that's when I got really mad. My mom saw that I was going all in, and she just kept throwing herself on me. She put her, that's why she ended up getting injured.
She has a broken hand, from what I understand, from the struggle. She was trying to keep Andres from hurting the man. Yeah. At what point did he grab the keys and then take off?
He grabbed the keys once he saw my mom was holding me back. He used that as a chance. He got him, and all he did was just show me some scissors he had. He knew, honestly, he didn't even, like, I don't know if he was intending, but he just showed me some scissors he had. And when my mom was holding me back, he just took it as a chance to get out the house. I was running right here, and that's when I dropped the knife once I saw him start up the truck. And when I saw him start up the truck, I kind of already knew it was over, because just from looking at him, I can tell he didn't care about living no more.
And there you go. Now, they have a GoFundMe as well. And as I mentioned, there is a man in Orange County who is offering the use of his company vans, an HVAC company, for them to use until they can replace their utility truck.
And Andres Benitez GoFundMe page, the keyword is work truck stolen with tools. And he has raised $80,088.
Wow. That'll get you a new truck.
Yeah. So, he's got to buy all his tools in it and everything.
The ladder and all that stuff. And,
and maybe he can have a dinner, too. For all that stress.
I don't know why I reminded years ago how you used to complain when you lived in a different place. Where you had to drive through the windy sort of valley, hilly roads.
Yeah.
And I get behind that landscaping truck, you know, with all the ladders sticking out. They're going 2 miles an hour, and I can't get around them.
I hate driving behind landscaping trucks. I do. I do all kinds of dangerous.
They're wide. You can't see. They're slow.
I get so impatient, and I do all kinds of dangerous, illegal things.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It triggers something in you.
Triggers something in me. Slow-moving truck. Slow-moving anything.
All right, well, the story we didn't get to, we will. The inflation report from this morning. And, of course, it's been toned down, although it really set off an explosion on the stock markets. But things were a very tad better, but we're still at very high inflation.
Those investors are very jumpy, almost anything.
They do. They wait for any kind of piece of, any crumb of news. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so this morning's economic news, which really just sent the stock markets into a major liftoff. Wow, the Dow went up 1,200 points. It was the fact that even though inflation is clearly still very high, it wasn't as ugly as a month ago or 2 months ago. In fact, the reading was as low as it was back in January. Consumer prices rose 7.7% from October of 2021 to October of 2022. That's how they measure it, comparing it to exactly 1 year earlier. The September reading was up 8.2%, and June was up at 9.1%, which was the highest in 40 years. You would think that the Fed raising interest rates would eventually have to have some effect on inflation, because that dampens some of the spending and the borrowing and such.
That's what is supposed to happen if it's working.
Yeah. And
gradually, the inflation rate comes down. If it wasn't coming down, boy, then we'd be screwed, because there isn't much the government can do once this gets started. Once they screw up by either the Federal Reserve giving away money cheaply and printing money, or like Biden spending trillions of dollars and pumping that into the economy, once you do that, it's tough to tamp down the system.
Right.
It just feeds on itself. And it's obviously the government spends money every year, but if you spend money that previously did not exist, printed fake money.
You're not recycling. You're right. You're just pouring more into the system.
Then you will always get inflation. Every nation that's ever done that since the invention of money has ended up with bad inflation. It's because they printed too much. And that causes political turmoil. One of the things that caused Germany to go haywire and led to Hitler was horrible inflation. And people's living conditions deteriorated badly. And that led people to get very angry. And next thing you know...
That was the government spending money in Germany, or how was that?
It was the Germany was in a terrible state after World War I because the whole world punished it badly.
Yeah, no.
For causing so much ruckus, and that's why World War II, we helped rebuild Germany, we helped rebuild Japan. You never want to leave a large nation like that completely in ruins.
Hanging, man.
You know, and they ended up with awful inflation in Germany, and next thing you know, they wanted to blame somebody, so they looked around, blamed it on the Jews, and that's how Hitler got into power.
So, I mean, the Fed raised interest rates 6 times this year, and the range right now is 3.75% to 4%. It's clearly, from what I'm reading, having an effect on the housing market. People looking for first homes, mortgages, that's dropped off considerably this year due to these rate increases.
Yeah.
Prices for used cars and trucks drop, but an analyst I heard say this morning, though, not for stuff you need all the time, such as food, right, and housing, not so great. So for stuff you might buy more periodically, like cars, used cars or something like that, yeah, there's been a little easing of the inflationary prices in those areas, but it's still very, very high inflation. And gas prices increased 4% in October from September, reversing 3 months of decline. Now, this is the national picture. The national average price of regular gas was $3.81 a gallon. So think about that when you pass a gas station in California tonight.
$3.81
is the national
I think average. I looked today, it was $5.69.
Yeah, we're still hanging there $2 higher. Yep. Food prices did rise a little slower in October than in September. Yeah, grocery prices are up 4.4%.
It's never going to go back to the way it is, though.
The gas prices? Oh,
well,
no.
Well, the general inflation prices.
Oh,
I mean,
see.
There's no deflation coming. It's not like we're ever going to pay the prices again like we did 2 years ago.
Right.
We're permanently at this state, and they're just trying to keep it from going further higher. But, we're stuck with these prices at minimum for the rest of our lives. All right. Oh, well. Conway's here.
Hey, now. Good news for Democrats. These races that are coming in late, some of them may not be till next week. Well, anything that comes in late, almost 80% goes towards the Democrats.
They're too tired.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just luck of the draw, right? Flip of the coin.
You think so?
Sure.
If it was flip of the coin, it would be 50-50.
No!
It would be 80-20. What kind of coin do you have?
All right, Steve Gregory's coming on. He's going to talk about that crazy chase last night. Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, is at 7 o'clock. And then we have a Vivian Winthrop. You may know that name, Winthrop, right? One of the old sort of...
British?
European British names.
Like aristocracy.
Yes, one of the very wealthy families. She is an heir to the last heir of that wealthy family.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she did a documentary.
Is there money left?
We'll find out. But it takes a weird twist in the movie. I watched the movie.
Usually it gets squandered.
No. That's my family. And then the 101 freeway is closed after gunshots are heard in the Hollywood apartment. Bad vibes,
terrible
man.
Story. Yeah. When's your next movie, by the way?
You know what? I haven't gotten a call from Paul Thomas Anderson yet.
No sequel?
Is he the only guy who hires you?
Yes. The one more guy than used to hire me. But I didn't hear of a spinoff of my character yet, so I keep calling him and I haven't heard back.
I think there's possibilities.
I don't know. We'll see. I keep practicing just in case.
You should stay in touch. That's right.
And then we got I know you're a big Rams fan, Ken, but
it's not pretty.
No good this year, man. No good.
And we now got a concussion protocol for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, he's out.
He may not play
the rest of the year.
Is he out? Did they make the rest of the year?
They traded him back to Detroit.
Well, as I said to somebody, when are they going to start trading people and giving up on the season?
I think it's over.
What went wrong?
They lost their front line, the offensive line.
Offensive line, just running injuries, back. Just terrible. Yeah. And they just couldn't find good replacements. And that's key to any team is the offensive line.
Doesn't take long, does it?
No,
it
starts with that.
They went for the Super Bowl last year, and they sold out to the Devils.
They didn't have Odell, and Odell was a little spark. So
Super Bowl champions, and you play 10 more games, and it's in ruins.
Everybody got fat. Everyone signed a big check, and then nobody wanted to play.
Remember that line? Run it back, and now it's run it into the ground is what they're doing.
That's right. But it was fun to win a Super Bowl, though, you know? I mean,
I'll never forget that. I was there.
That's great, man. I'll trade that any day for his big
and
Super
And I got
Bowl.
A ring, so I'm great.
Wait, you got a ring? How did you get a ring?
No, but you can buy one.
Yeah, I know you can buy one. They're expensive, though, right?
They are expensive. I didn't buy one.
Can you imagine buying one and someone's like,
I'm going to buy one and run around L.A. showing it off, see if I can get mugged.
But if somebody looks at that and goes, hey, how did you earn that? Were you on the team? Like, no, I'm in section 108, row 12.
Just a fan. Right.
Wow, and they gave you a ring? Well, I bought it. $25,000. They're saying something yuck about
that.
That
is sad.
It is.
All right, Conway's next.
Oh,
Mike Crozier's the news.
Big time.
KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.